This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Time is 9:07. Currently overcast sky, still a few snow flurries floating to the ground here in downtown Wausau. 23 degrees is the temperature here at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. I am Chad Holmes. It is the 18th day of December of 2024, the Hump Day Wednesday edition of the Chad Holmes Show here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Coming up in just a few minutes, we will be joined by the executive director of the Grand Theater and the Wausau Performing Arts Foundation, a guy that's, I'm sure, feeling very happy with the news that, again, the Grand Theater ranked among the best in terms of theaters, top venues in the world. A new release from Pollstar. The Grand ranks in the top 150 venues in the world and among the very top for venues of similar size and market. And we'll talk about that and what's going on at the Grand with Sean Wright coming up here just in a few minutes. Also coming up at the end of the hour, we will have our daily history lesson. We'll let you know about some of the famous events that have occurred on this date in history. We will talk about some celebrity birthdays, some special events going on today as well. And we will also have our number for the day and our number for the day quiz. And the person that takes the quiz each and every day at about 9:56 is our in-studio engineer, our in-studio producer, Mr. Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
You have some work to do this week.
I certainly do.
You need to find a way to... You did it last week. You got out of the hole. You started 0 for 2. Mm-hmm. Then you were able to get Wednesday right, and then you were able to get Friday right. So you get over the 33% threshold that we always have as our pass-fail line.
That's right.
And you've started off this week 0 for 2. You started off picking the middle number on Monday, it was the high number yesterday. You picked the middle number again.
It was the low number.
And we'll see what today has in store for us.
Yeah.
I think it's a pretty big day. You don't want to get to the position where you have to get Thursday and Friday right. You want to get this one right. Get back to 33%, but where you should be. That's, you know, you get it right, you're back right where you need to be.
Absolutely.
Would you like to know the topic for today's number for the day?
Yes, I would.
All right. Airline tickets. And airline, a lot of people are going to be traveling during the Christmas and New Year's holiday seasons.
True.
So people have their airline tickets ready to go. And airline tickets will be our topic coming up today on our number for the day quiz.
Okay.
Airline tickets. We're 1 week away from Christmas. Don't start thinking too hard yet. You have plenty of time to think about it.
It's crazy how we're only a week away from Christmas already.
I know it. Have you done any shopping yet?
I got my holiday shopping for the a family all a set.
Really? You're done already?
Well, I put it off for a couple of weeks because I was, well, I just couldn't find the time. But thankfully, I have a list.
You checked it twice?
Yes. I had the list. I checked it three times, actually, make sure that I got something for every member of my family. And now I just need to wrap it.
Well, there, but you are ahead of the curve, I'll tell you that much. So very, very good.
You haven't started a year
holiday. Oh, I never do. I never do till right at the end. I am the last minute person. It's pathetic in a way, but it's the way I am.
At least you don't have to worry about the lines because, you know, if you get closer to Christmas Eve, the stores won't be like super busy.
No, there you go. I'm always looking at the bright side.
I mean, it makes sense. I mean, there'll be a lot of good deals that will still be there. I mean, a lot of merchandise still might be gone. But as long as you know what you're looking for, you know, it's not the worst thing if you wait till a few days before Christmas.
Man, you are just, you got me off the ledge in the last hour, and you're doing the same thing here. It's like, you just find ways to find that that moderation to make things look good no matter what I'm saying. So I got to appreciate that. So
one of the advantages of being an optimist.
There you go. And I mean, that truly is, because, I mean, there are times, and I think for the most part I'm an optimist, but there are some times where it's like I get a little bit frustrated on the other end, as we talked about earlier, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about that.
I'm not saying that every day is a good day for an optimist. I mean, even an optimist can have a bad day.
No, absolutely. But it's feeling the next day will be a good day, right?
Absolutely. If you can find just one positive a thought to affect your mindset, that makes all the difference. You can have one positive experience in a bad day, all the bad stuff just kind of fades away.
Wonderful way to look at things, and to
especially around the holidays, because they can get pretty chaotic.
Yeah, and also need to think about the folks that are alone at this time of year, and those that maybe not together with family or have the friends to celebrate with, where actually the holidays turn into a tough time. And if you know of these kind of people, reach out to them and make sure that they know that they're cared about as well, because I know there are a lot of people out there that don't have the same family support and the same support from friends as well. And it can be a tough time. So it's always good to think about them as well.
Absolutely.
Coming up tonight, we have, as we do every Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m., the Big High School Sports Show right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. I'll be joined by former Newman Catholic head boys basketball coach Jeff Gress. We'll talk about what's going on in high school basketball and hockey, plus have a couple of special guests. We'll be talking to Marathon girls basketball coach Jeff Schneider at 6:25. The Red Raiders off to a very good start. They're 6-1 on the season. They face their stiffest test so far this year tomorrow night when they take on Assumption. So we'll have Jeff Schneider at 6:25. And then we'll be talking to our student-athlete guest at 7:06 from Northern Lutheran, senior basketball player Andrew Wickman. So that's coming up 6 till 8 p.m. tonight here on the Big High School Sports Show on 98.9 WXCO. And again, if you missed the show as well, you can always tune it in on our podcast page at civicmedia.us, or also at WXCO.fm, and also subscribe on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. Mm-hmm. I did not buy a ticket for the lottery last night. I was thinking about it. I forgot about it. I've always do that, because whenever I think, the only time I really think about it is during the show. And then I think, well, maybe I'm going to go buy it. But nope, and then in the end, because I'm not used to doing it. It's one of those things where it's like, you have habits. If you're somebody that buys your lottery tickets, then somebody will be, you're just used to it. And I'm trying to see, did somebody win it last night? I'm trying to see.
Look at it this way. I think it's easier to win a prize from a crane game than win the Mega Millions. At least you have a better chance of getting a prize out of a crane machine than trying to get the Mega Millions.
All right. Last night there was the Mega Millions, and there was not a winner. There was not a jackpot winner last night.
That means
night.
It goes up some more, people. So,
and right now it sounds like the estimate for the next drawing is going to be $825 million.
Wow.
It would be a wonderful holiday gift, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. I might actually consider getting a Mega Millions ticket. I remember when the next drawing is, so I buy it before that.
So last night, the winning numbers were 56, 66, 67, 68, 69. I don't need to explain that. Four numbers in a row like that?
It's not often that happens.
And that's 18.
That's kind of cool.
So no winners last night. So maybe next time I will remember to buy a ticket.
Yeah, I have to try that myself, too.
So $825 million, the estimated jackpot for the next drawing of Mega Millions.
Oh, yeah.
And Amanda doesn't need to win the lottery because he's just naturally winning. And I got to say again, dapper as always. Man, we should be television instead of radio here.
I think so. I think I could very much stand to win $825 million.
You'd find something to do
with
it,
I would find something to do with it, yeah.
Sean Wright, he is the executive director of the Grand Theater and the Performing Arts Foundation of Wausau. Thanks again for coming in.
Yeah, absolutely.
We only got about a minute and a half before we have our first time out here. But big news this week. I mean, and it's not just you, obviously, but the entire staff at the Grand Theater to be ranked among the top venues in the world by Pollstar.
Congratulations.
Among the top 150 venues in the world and among the very top for venues of this size and market. I mean, you know, you work hard. Everybody works hard. And this has to be just a little bit of a juice for everybody, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely gratifying. And really just a tribute, as you mentioned, to the work done by our entire team. And, and it's especially helpful this time of year. It's a very busy holiday season. So to get that news on Friday and see that, you know, that the work has been recognized. Give us that little extra juice, as you said, to get through these final days before the holiday.
And it must help as well when you do try to get the artists and the events, because the reputation means a lot, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, I will say it's the reason that we're able to get the shows that we get is because people come out and support them. It's as simple as that.
Absolutely. We're going to talk about some of these fantastic shows for the holiday season coming up. We'll be back in 2 minutes with Sean Wright, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
And I'm sure Sean Wright and the rest of the folks at the Grand Theater are ready to go for an incredible couple of weeks here as we hit the holiday season. Again, Sean Wright across the table. I'm Chad Holmes, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Is this the time of year at the Grand?
Yes. It's not just us. It's our entire industry. This is the time of year where you've got touring events, you've got local events, you've got, holiday parties, private parties, school concerts. I mean, yesterday was literally the first day since Thanksgiving that we either weren't loading in an event, having an event or a show, or having a rehearsal for a show. Right. I mean, and it's pretty remarkable when you think about it. You know, people see all the public things on the calendar, but then you throw in a couple of, you know, private parties, holiday parties that we have this time of year. We had the Wausau West concert on Monday night. Yeah. We had NTC's commencement on Saturday. And yes, it's a grind, but that's okay. That is what all of us, I mean, all of us, if you're in the PAC world, you know, Thanksgiving to Christmas, you just sort of hold on, right. And then you get a little break usually as you get toward the new year.
And on the weekend, I was on social media and I saw the posting 7 performances last week. 7 out of 7 days, you know, 7 for 7.
Yes.
And they talked about, more than 7,000 people came to the Grand last week and had folks from all around the state and new folks coming in as well. Obviously, we talked a couple weeks ago about the challenges. And it sounds like everybody rose to the occasion.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it really, I think the thing that, especially now it's in the rearview mirror, I love about, you know, that sort of 8-9 day stretch, as it turns out, is that, you know, it sort of encompasses, you know, what we do. You know, we had Central Wisconsin School of Ballet's Nutcracker. So you have a local group and the opportunity for young artists to perform on our stage along with, you know, the talented artists that Patrick brings in. You know, turn right around to a Tony-winning Broadway show for 2 nights. Right. And, in Dear Evan Hansen, you know, to Home Free, which is... couldn't be more different than Dear Evan Hansen, but it was a great sold-out show in its own right. And then, you know, to the Altenburg show, which is obviously a Wausau holiday tradition. And again, a wonderful mix of you know, your friends and neighbors who also just happen to be really talented musicians. And when you get to the other side of that, you kind of go, the numbers are there, but you see it and go, that was a pretty special week. And now just a couple of more shows and we'll put a lid on things for a little bit.
I guess to put the finishing touches on that last week, again, that's a microcosm of what you do in terms of bringing in the wonderful national shows that you can see on Broadway, and then they tour around the country, and also the, again, not just once in a while, but so often to have the local talent be able to grace the stage at the Grand.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it really, sort of shows what we do, top to bottom, and that you have, you have everything from the first national tour of this this cast of Dear Evan Hansen, which was just beautiful, to, you know, the littlest, candy canes making their first appearance on our stage in the Nutcracker. And, it really, when you look back on it, as you said, the numbers are the numbers, and it's great to have sold out shows and great to have the attendance we did, but it's really about the experiences for patrons and artists alike.
And as we get to the end of 2024, what's still on the calendar at the Grand?
I just left the theater as Cirque Dreams Holidays is going up for tonight and tomorrow night, and very, very limited tickets for both nights, and so if you want those, you should jump on those now, whatever is remaining. And then on Sunday, our good friends from Symphony on the Rocks bring their holiday show from kids to 1 to 92, and then we'll take a deep breath and enjoy our holiday and get ready for a busy January, starting with Hadestown.
As you take a step back, as you'd maybe use the last week of this year to kind of recap where you've been at the Grand and the PAF for this year, what stands out in terms of, it doesn't have to be specific shows or anything, but just generally about where we stand with the arts community here in this part of the state, and what's your general impression?
Yeah, I mean, I think as as we look back on this year, the things that I think I'm proudest of and our organization's proudest of is, one, just the diversity of shows and the fact that, we brought everybody from, the Brass Queens in to do a residency, all female brass band, which you don't see that, you don't see a lot of females in the brass world, and the residency they did to Charlie Barron's back for sold out shows, to Broadway, to, really, we do try and provide something for everyone. So as I look back at the year, I think about, the thousands of brand new patrons who came to the Grand for the first time. I think about record numbers of subscribers bucking the industry trend. And I think about the, you know, the evolution of our community engagement series, which is really engaging more people than ever before and building partnerships throughout our communities for free and low cost events. And so, you know, sold out shows are great, but it's the idea of living your mission. And I feel like we did a pretty good job and had a lot of work behind the scenes setting the stage for some really, really exciting things to come in 25 and beyond.
Absolutely. And as you said, Hadestown coming up very soon in 25. Anything else you want to kind of mention for early in 2025?
Yeah, you know, Hadestown kicks off the 2025 calendar year, and tickets are really going fast for that. And then if you're looking for a holiday gift, and we all are, our second show coming up in January is Hip-Prov. That is the Colin Mockery, of course, of Who's Line. Anyway, he's coming back, but he's bringing his friend Asad Messi, a master hypnotist. So it's improv, but the participating people are under hypnosis.
Okay, I'm going to have to get my tickets for that one, because that sounds really entertaining. I'm a huge fan of Colin Mockery.
Oh, terrific.
It is hilarious. It just really is. The number of times that Colin Mockery just turns and looks at the audience and goes, I'm not sure where to go with this.
And again, how do you get those tickets?
Yeah, best way to get those is Grand Theater, of course, er.org.
Sean Wright, Executive Director of the Grand Theater Performing Arts Foundation, congrats again on the honor. Terrific 2024, and we'll look forward to talking to you in 2025.
Absolutely, always a pleasure.
We will take a time out, come right back. Time is 9:29 here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Last week, I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this.
You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com.
The University of Wisconsin women's basketball program picked up a big commitment last week when Shawn O junior Leonor Dean announced she'll play for the Badgers. The 6'2" wing player averages more than 28 points and 9 rebounds per game for the Hawks, coming off an all-state season last year. The Kimberly girls team scored a pair of big wins last week as the Division I second-ranked Papermakers scored victories over 9th-ranked De Pere and 6th-ranked Hortonville. Senior Reagan Krieger scored 45 points and grabbed 15 rebounds in the two games. In another big D1 showdown on Friday, 5th-ranked Hartford outlasted 3rd-ranked Homestead 70-65 in overtime, as Rita Kepper and McKenna Christian each scored over 20 points. In boys basketball action last week, Waupun's Aiden Hawkinson poured in 50 points in a win over Winneconne, making 10 of 16 three-point shots. It wasn't the only 50-point outburst last week, as Cumberland's Gavin Gore scored 51 in a victory against Spooner on Tuesday. Almond Bancroft's Aiden Phillips had a huge week, scoring 34 points with 18 rebounds in a victory over Northland Lutheran. On Thursday, he had a career-high 46 points with 15 rebounds as the Eagles took down Pittsville in overtime. Last Friday, WIAA Assistant Director Tom Shafransky announced his retirement after 22 years with the association. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net.
Side of love. We are the children.
And welcome back to Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. In the last hour, talked a bit about the vote that occurred yesterday. The Democratic Party had a, you know, and again, normally when the minority party has a vote on a ranking member of a committee, it's not big news, but this one did make some news because Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, perhaps, you know, one of the leading young voices within the Democratic Party, after, you know, serving in office for a few terms now, has made a bid to be the top Democrat, the ranking Democrat on the House Oversight Committee. And that's a significant committee, especially one where Donald Trump is involved in terms of the presidency. The Oversight Committee will have to keep an eye on Donald Trump and his administration. And since the November election, there have been moves made by the Democratic Party to acknowledge that there needs to be a changing of the guard when it comes to some of the leadership. And they've done so. We had a switch in the Judiciary Committee, another important committee in terms of, you know, approving judges and perhaps having Supreme Court judges and the like, and the sense of, you know, having hearings on those. But you know, Jamie Raskin of Maryland, a younger, if you call 61 younger, but he was younger than the 74-year-old Jerry Nadler, who had been the Democratic ranking member on the Judiciary Committee. And so got a little bit more youth and maybe energy. Also, a 76-year-old Arizona representative stepped down from the top Democratic spot on the Natural Resources Committee to be replaced by a 60-year-old. So again, it is younger, but not revolutionary younger. This may have been a little bit different.
Younger would be in the 40s and 50s.
Well, and in this case, 35. Representative, yeah. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And it was the vote yesterday between her and Jerry Connolly, Virginia congressman, who is 74 years old, and as I said, also has been diagnosed with esophageal cancer. And again, it's a very serious cancer. It's not, in fact,
I don't think that's really a smart move, electing someone who has a very serious type of cancer, because what if something should happen to him and then you have to replace him? I mean, what exactly does that say about the about your voting process for this committee? I'm just saying.
And also, this committee, during a second Trump presidency, the Oversight Committee will be one of the most important in terms of having an opportunity to serve as a bully pulpit, to have somebody out there communicating what they are doing in terms of keeping an eye on Donald Trump and anything that Trump does that is outside the lines. And the interrogation of the incoming administration's flagrant corruption that I'm sure is going to occur, mm-hmm. to hold corporate executives' feet to the fire as well.
Corporate fires is pretty accurate.
Yeah, so somebody that is able to communicate exceptionally well, that's going to be vital as part of this job.
Absolutely.
And in the end, the Democrats decided to put Jerry Connolly in. The vote is a vote of the entire Democratic caucus. And one aspect of this fight that is being noted is that the former Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, threw her weight in this race behind Connolly. And there's been talk over the years that Pelosi and AOC have not been on the same page often. And in fact, it's almost laughable to hear that Pelosi was actually in the hospital in Europe after suffering a hip injury and having a hip replacement. Mm-hmm. And she's on the phone in her hospital bed at the age of, 83, trying to get votes for the 74-year-old Connolly away from the 35-year-old AOC.
Do we know why there's a disagreement between?
I don't know exactly what the. You know, this had some issues on different areas over the last number of years. But the thing about it is, AOC has the experience on oversight. She has been on the oversight committee for years and has done her time there. So it's not as though she was going into that committee and just wanting to go right to the top. Connolly's also been on that committee. He's been on that committee since being elected to the House back in 2008. He has done a good job. In fact, during the Obama administration, he was somebody that won a positive reputation among Democrats for his work beating back Republican witch hunts during the Obama years. And that experience will serve him well in the upcoming administration. But if you want somebody that is going to be able to shine a spotlight on corruption in the Trump administration, who better than Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? I mean, she is somebody...
We actually played a clip of her, an audio clip on our show a while back, and it was a powerful speech because she was talking about, you know, the backlash of a Trump in a McDonald's uniform pretending
right.
to work at McDonald's. And she made some excellent points during that speech.
And the thing about it is it's about reaching the American people. I mean, Jerry Connolly, I think, yeah. I mean, I was looking at his record. He's got a really good record. He's a very intelligent man. He is somebody that does have the ability to do this job.
I'm not saying he's a bad candidate. I'm just
saying that as well.
His physical health is...
That's a big factor.
A questionable matter.
But also, again, the ability to serve as a megaphone when Donald Trump or these corporate executives do things that need to be talked about to the American people. And who's got the audience? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has the audience. She has the megaphone. In fact, in terms of social media followers, AOC has 8.1 million followers. Connolly has 4,600. Again, it shouldn't be about, you know, social media followers. It's not. But at the same time, to have that ability to speak to millions of Americans, to be able to have Donald Trump realize that his corruption will be put out there if that occurs by somebody like AOC. And also, again, one thing that we saw, as much as I love Joe Biden, I love Joe. I think he's been a fantastic president. But one thing that I think we have found out is that many Americans and many Democrats and many progressives are ready for the torch to be handed off to a new generation of leadership, that we cannot continue to be counting on 70-year-old people, 75-year-old people, 80-year-old people to lead the way. We need energetic leadership. We need people that are able to talk to younger people. And AOC does that as well as anybody.
We need people who have, like, fresh ideas, open-mindedness, who are able to speak to people, who are able to fight for the issues that ordinary people are fighting for, and not just the rich people. We need people who speak for the people who don't have a voice. And that's exactly what Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is trying to do. And just to clarify, she will still be on the Democratic committee, correct?
Yes. Okay, but she is just, and perhaps, and I saw a story this morning, maybe there's another committee that she can be the Democratic ranking member on. They're still continuing to vote on different committee assignments as well. Yeah. So I'm assuming she'll still be part of this committee. But again, she has just a great ability as to explain things. Like you just said, she's got a way of talking to people that connects. And I just think this would have been such a wonderful opportunity for the Democrats to have somebody that has that ability to really pinpoint the weaknesses of Donald Trump, to pinpoint the weaknesses of the oligarchs out there that are trying to take control of our government.
And she has the same energy and passion as Kamala Harris does.
I think even maybe even beyond it.
Yeah,
but I just think that sharpness and that ability to convey outrage and injustice in a way that others don't. And I just think the Democratic Party is making a mistake. And frankly, as I said earlier, it cannot be business as usual for the Democratic Party right now.
No.
That you cannot just say, well, he's got the seniority. And also, it's a great comparison to what the Republicans are doing. The Republicans have announced the chairman for every one of the House committees. Mm. Every one of them is a white man. No diversity at all. And mostly older white men.
Yeah.
So, again, I think the Democrats need to have some energy, some youth, and also that ability to talk to more Americans.
Yeah, what's the acronym that people are always saying we don't have, but we really should have? It's a DEI? Yeah. Diversity, equity, inclusiveness?
Inclusion, yep.
Inclusion, yeah. Well, I hate to tell you people, but that is actually the reasonable way we need to do things. We need to have an equal representation of all peoples. Not just older people, not just white people, and not just males. It has to be all peoples, because this world is not just made of older white males. There are different types of people all over the country and all over the world, and we just can't be representative of just like 1% of that population. Asia, I'm sorry, but that's not the way that our world should be working.
Nope, it does not. And I think the Democratic Party needs to realize that as well, because now during these times, as we begin Trump 2.0, you need all hands on deck. You need to use all your talents and not just be basing it on seniority. So again,
I feel like Trump 2.0 should be the name of a movie.
A horror flick.
Yeah, that's what it seems like.
Coming up, we'll have our daily history lesson. We will see if Ian can get on the winning track when it comes to our number for the day quiz. That's straight ahead. It is overcast and 23 degrees in downtown Wausau. The time is 9:49. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Time is 9:52, 23 degrees under overcast skies. It is Wednesday, December the 18th of 2024, day number 353 of this year. There are 13 days remaining, just 13 days remaining, and then it will be 2025.
Lucky number 13, people.
Exactly right. And a number of famous events have occurred on this date in history. On this date in 1865, the 13th Amendment to the United States Constitution was ratified by Georgia, fulfilling the two-thirds requirement for ratification and banning slavery in the United States. On this date in 1997... comedian Chris Farley was found dead in his Chicago apartment. He was just 33 years old. On this date in 1999, environmentalist Julia Butterfly Hill came down after living 2 years in the top of an ancient redwood tree in Humboldt County, California, to protest logging.
Wow. That's impressive.
On this date in 2012, signatures on an online card for Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting victims surpassed 1 million. On this date in 2018, a meteor exploded in a huge fireball over the Bering Sea with 10 times the energy of the Hiroshima atomic bomb. And on this date, 5 years ago today, 2019, the United States House of Representatives voted to impeach President Donald J. Trump for abuse of power and obstruction of Congress.
Unfortunately, it didn't.
That was only number one of two impeachments of Donald Trump.
Yep.
Some famous folks are celebrating their birthdays today. Keith Richards of the Rolling Stones turning 81 years old today. Legendary director Steven Spielberg.
Oh.
E.T.
So many.
Jaws.
Raiders
of the Lost Ark.
Goonies.
Hook. I mean, Schindler's List, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, so many. Steven Spielberg, legend, 78 years old today.
It would take you a long time to make a list of all the movies he's done.
You wouldn't be disappointed sitting through a Steven Spielberg film festival.
Absolutely.
Movie critic Leonard Maltin is 74. Brad Pitt, 61 years old today. Wrestler Stone Cold Steve Austin is 60. Casper Van Dien from Starship Troopers is 56. Katie Holmes, actor, is 46. Christina Aguilera turning 44 years old today. And Billie Eilish, another singer, is 23 years old today. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO. Special events. It is Answer the Telephone Like Buddy the Elf Day.
Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite color?
It is Bake Cookies Day. It is Flake Appreciation Day. I'm not sure if that's a snowflake or just a person flake. Flaky person. But
I go with snowflake.
Flake Appreciation Day. Hey, we can appreciate people that are flakes too. So
yeah,
We'll do it all.
We'll do them all.
It's I Love Honey Day. I may have to get some honey for my throat.
Honey is very good for your throat.
Yeah, I got this tickle that keeps causing coughing today, and it's like, ah. It is International Migrants Day. Important day to acknowledge. Mm-hmm. It is Arabic Language Day. It is Ham Salad Day. It is Twin Day. And this one I don't get. It's Wear a Plunger on Your Head Day. The only person I've ever seen wear a plunger on their head was Homer Simpson.
Yeah.
But those are the dates, the days that are being acknowledged here on the 18th of December.
Okay.
Time now for our Number for the Day quiz.
Yes.
And Ian is 0 for 2 so far this week, so it needs a win badly.
Yes, I do.
And you remember what the topic is?
Airline tickets,
yep.
Right?
All right. Number for the day today.
Okay.
The predicted number of airline tickets, which will be sold in 2025 for the entire year.
Predicted number.
For the whole year.
Whole year.
All around the world.
All over the world. Okay.
Predicted number of airline tickets.
Okay.
Which will be sold in 2025.
Okay.
Is the correct number
2025 or 2024?
2025. This is predicted for next year.
Okay, next year. Okay.
Is the correct answer 1 billion? Is the correct answer 5 billion? Is the correct answer 25 billion?
1 billion, 5 billion, 25 billion. Oh, boy. Okay. Okay, don't have a lot of time here, so I got to think of my feet here. Okay, I'm going to say... I'm going to go with 5 billion. No. That's not my final answer. I'm going with C. I'm going with the biggest number today. Final answer.
Why did you change? It's 5 billion. I'm thinking you got it. I was about to say you did the middle number every day. You had it and you let it slip away. Oh, this is the first time you've ever changed in the middle like that.
Why?
All right. Try to have a best, good rest of your day. We'll do better tomorrow.
Absolutely.
We'll see you tomorrow, folks, here on 98.9 WXC.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.